24 meeting of the Tacoma Civil Service Board. May we have the roll call, please?
Board Member Ballantyne?
Here.
Chair Hansen?
Here.
Board Member Klein?
Here.
Board Member Sexton?
Here.
Board Member Wick?
Here.
I see.
Board Member Wick, do you have your mute on?
I said I'm here.
Oh, because we can't hear you.
It lit up.
You can't hear
me? Okay, well, we can't hear you, Board Member Wick, so maybe you want to check your computer, maybe the volume on your computer's down or something, but we'll just go ahead for now. So next order of business is pardon me?
Deputy City Attorney, Martha Lance.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I see her.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hand signals or something.
Can you hear me? You can. And each other. Okay. But we can't. And we can hear the meeting room. But they can't hear us.
So let Mary know when she wants to say something.
It's kind of the same with that.
Is there sound?
They can hear us, but they can't hear them.
Any of them?
Yeah. I see. Okay, my name's Martha.
Board Member Wick, can you unmute yourself?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's here and Deputy City Attorney Martha Lance.
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
We're only hearing them back there.
Yeah.
No?
Can you crank that? Here comes the official.
Okay, let's try it again. Deputy City Attorney Martha Lance.
I'm here. No.
No.
I can't tell if she's muted or not. Oh, yes, she is.
Well, she just muted.
Yeah.
If the laptop's working, can you bring the laptops down here? This is the biggest part of the meeting.
The most exciting part. The anticipation.
Thank you.
Martha, can you try unmuting again?
Yep.
Oh,
that worked?
Yes, it works. Chair Hansen, we're ready to go.
Okay, our next item is approval of minutes. And I think given the fact that some of the board members were absent during some of the meetings, we'll do the minutes one by one. So is there a motion to approve the minutes for February 1st of 2024?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Okay, the motion passes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes for the February 8th, 2024 special meeting of the Civil Service Board?
So moved.
Second? Is there a second?
I'm sorry, which one were we on?
February 8th, 2024 special meeting.
I missed that one.
I thought you missed the 20th.
I think I was there.
I think I was.
I second the motion.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Okay, the motion passes. Is there a motion for approval of the minutes for the February 22nd, 2024 special meeting?
Yeah, this one I wasn't at.
So moved.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Okay. Communication for information. The board will hold a brief study session on the topic of unclassified and classified service following this meeting. Next item is action on matters still pending new business. Is there anything with regard to this item?
None this evening.
Okay. Consideration of matters set for public hearing. It doesn't look like we have anything there. The civil service coordinator report.
I have no report this evening.
Okay, thank you. Human Resources Director report and request. Director Fritz.
Thank you. Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. As you know, I'm Shelby Fritz, Human Resources Director, and I have the following items to report to you this evening. The first is just a reminder that the Mayor's annual State of the City address is scheduled for March 28th. At Silas High School at 6:30 p.m. if you're interested in attending. The second item is that the City of Tacoma's Charter Review Committee continues to meet and is working hard towards their May 7th deadline to provide their final report and recommendations to the City Council. You can find information on their past and upcoming meetings on the City's website, as well as meeting minutes, handouts, and presentations. You can also submit written public comments by emailing charter@cityoftacoma.org. And then finally, in terms of updates, I will be out of the office beginning March 15th through April 14th for medical leave. Cheryl Beidelman, Assistant Human Resources Director, will be present in my absence for the April 4th meeting. My only request is that if the study session on the classified and unclassified issue continues, that we postpone that discussion until my return.
That's completely acceptable.
So something you may want to consider, depending on the number of agenda items, is canceling the regular meeting and just holding the short meeting if there are the noon meeting, if there are just waiver requests for your consideration. I just wanted to put that out there as an option. So those are my updates. We have some waiver requests for you this evening. The first is the railway conductor classification residency waiver. And I'm going to invite Joanna Hambrick, Human Resources Analyst, up to present that request.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. My name is Joanna Hambrick, and I'm an HR analyst. Been with the city for just over a year. I'm here this evening in support of the Tacoma Public Utilities Rail Department for a consideration for a residency waiver for the classification of railway conductor for the current eligibility list. With me this evening is Chief Administrative Officer Lori Daniels.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. My name is Lori Daniels, and I'm the Chief Administrative Officer for Tacoma Rail. Tonight, I'm here to request a residency waiver for the newly established hiring roster for classification of railway conductor. This roster was established on February 2nd. We have 11 candidates that are eligible for us to evaluate and look to hire. Unfortunately, none of those candidates live within Tacoma. The role of a railway conductor stands as a cornerstone for Tacoma Rail, and it serves as a primary entry point into the dynamic world of rail operations. Career growth paths that come into following a conductor role are classified and non-classified positions. They can promote into locomotive engineer, railway yard clerk, railway yard master, get into the management side of a train master and or a rail operations manager. To be eligible for the conductor position at Tacoma Rail, the candidates must possess 1 year of experience as a federally certified conductor under the Federal Railroad Administration's regulations. Additionally, we require a valid driver's license because they do operate our company, Tacoma Rail Vehicles, and they we're requiring all rail employees to have a transportation worker identification credential, which is called a TWIC card, and that allows them to get into the secure areas for the Port of Tacoma to provide services for those customers. The one-year experience in the railroad industry is really required due to the complexity of the duties and the safety-sensitive nature of the position. So some of the nearest opportunities for people to get that type of training would be either the Rail Academy of Central California, which is in Stockton, or the National Academy of Railroad Sciences, which is located in Overland Park, Kansas. Those training programs take 16 weeks up to 24 weeks, depending upon if you're going on a full-time or a part-time basis. Also, the Class 1 railroads, which is the BNSF Railway and the Union Pacific Railroad, which are much larger nationwide railroads, they have their own training programs. So a lot of our candidates come from those Class 1 railroads. They've got the experience there. Tacoma Rail hires on an as-needed basis, usually after we've sustained sufficient business volumes to indicate that we could retain a full-time employee. We don't want to hire somebody and then turn around and have to, what we call furlough is, you know, the layoff terminology. So we invest in those employees, and we just really need to have them be turnkey. Currently, Tacoma Rail has 110 employees. 36 of those are our railway conductors, and this is our largest represented group on property. As you have seen in the information HR provided, the last three recruitments, we have had people who have been Tacoma residents, and we have hired. We've hired two of the three candidates that were Tacoma residents in the last 2 years. It's my opinion that, it's in my opinion that it's in the city's best interest to exempt this current eligibility list from the residency requirement, thus facilitating our ability to fill. We currently have five positions requested to fill. We're looking to fill two at the moment and then use the same list to fill those other three when we ensure that we've got continued business volumes. This concludes my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Board Member Sexton.
Thank you for your report. It seems like this training is really hard to get.
It is, yes.
Have we ever looked into alternatives? Has the city ever looked into, is there some way that the city could provide this training or help provide this training or alternatives? Is there some other way we could help people come up with this training than what we're doing right now?
Well, one of the challenges we face is looking at having that on-property training. It's a matter of resources. So do we have sufficient resources at Tacoma Rail to bring in untrained candidates that we were able to get some residents from the city of Tacoma, bring them in and train them? So we were looking at maybe 16 to 24 weeks because of the amount of training required under the federal regulations. And then to build them up for the next year of gaining all the experience that they need in the industry. We have low turnover at Tacoma Rail, so we were uncertain if we would have a position available at the time we completed their training. Whereas, like, you know, Power has their apprenticeship program, Water has an apprenticeship program. They have more turnover. With our 110 employees and 36 in this classification, we don't have a great deal of turnover here. So it becomes a challenge of how do we do that? We have created a strategic plan at Rail, and one of our ways, one of the things that we have as a strategic objective is looking into a recruitment program, a way that can we eliminate some of the barriers that are currently out there to get folks in and trained, and recognizing because we're drawing from Class 1 railroads nationwide, we're tending to get more of the same. So we're looking at it from a diversity opportunity, from a Tacoma resident opportunity as well. So that is, it's in the queue, but not available for us right yet.
Well, you know, so you're looking into doing this recruitment, which, you know, is great. It seems like, you know, I know that there would be lots of hurdles, lots of problems, lots to figure out, you know, doing the training or working with others to find alternative ways to provide or find the training. It just seems like, you know, in the long run, that would make sense. It is something that the city's looked into.
Is that a question from?
Yeah, I think you answered that. I think.
Well, Tacoma Rail actually had we had trainees years ago. I came to Tacoma Rail in 1999, and at that time we had the opportunity to train. So one recruitment class we would do of qualified candidates. And the next one we would actually train. So we kind of mixed them in. And then once they got through the training, we come for non-competitive appointments for those candidates. What happened is when the Federal Railroad Administration applied the certification component, that really exponentially increased the amount of training time and the lead time that you need for that. And so we went for a period of not hiring any conductors from 2007 to 2012. And in 2012, the Port of Tacoma negotiated with a shipping line. And it was one of those things where the business came from Seattle to Tacoma. And so we increased our business volume by 50% in a three-month period of time. So we didn't have a lot of runway to get trained employees on, and we came to the Civil Service Board to ask for a modification and the ability to just hire the trained candidates due to the certification requirements. You're welcome.
Any other questions or comments? Okay.
Chairman,
go ahead. Yes, Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of residency requirement for railway conductor.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. Motion passes.
Thank you.
And then the next item is a request for waiver of competitive examination.
Yes, and for that request, I'll invite Marie Angel, Human Resources Analyst, up to present that.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the board. My name is Marie Angel, Human Resources Analyst supporting Environmental Services. This evening, I would like to request a waiver of competitive exam for Andrea Makata. Andrea was hired June 10th, 2019 for the position of an IT analyst intern following a competitive examination process. Since then, Andrea has progressed and worked her way up to her current role as an IT analyst ADSA. As an IT analyst ADSA, Andrea has had a gradual accretion of duties over the past 2 years to commensurate with the IT analyst senior ADSA. After a thorough evaluation by the City of Tacoma's class and comp team, the decision was made to reclassify her position from an IT analyst ADSA to an IT analyst ADSA senior. Her dedication and experience, she will continue to make valuable contributions to the Environmental Services Department and the city as a whole. Alongside here with me to speak on Andrea's behalf is Bob Saucier, and I'm going to open it up to him for comment. Thank you.
Good evening. With Environmental Services, I've been with Environmental Services since 1997. And so a few days. Andrea came to us about 5 years ago, and she picked up exactly what we needed. Right now, currently, we have three application developers, or IT analyst ADSAs, and we have about 70 different applications that we support and maintain. And so it's really hard for us to get new employees and qualified ones. And so this would be really good for Andrea. It would also be good for us, and we feel like it's well deserved. So thank you.
Sounds like it would be good for the city too. Do we have any questions or comments from the board members?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Could you say her last name again?
Moncada.
Moncada.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for Andrea Moncada, IT analyst senior.
Is there a second to the motion?
I second the motion.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All aye. Opposed nay. Motion passes. Ms. Moncada, would you like to make any comments? Do you have a prepared speech or?
No, I don't have a speech, but thank you very much for your time and consideration. I find the work that I do very meaningful and interesting. And I really enjoy working for the city. So thank you.
Thank you for your service to the city.
Yeah.
Do we have any comments by the public? Okay. So we're going to adjourn, and we have a veggie tray available. We might take a brief break and then do our study session. Unless are you pressed for time?
Yes,
oh, okay. So we can take a 5-minute break. And where's your? Oh, we have some food in there if you want some food. Anybody? And we'll reconvene at, 5:35. We'll have a very short study session after that.
Thank you, Chair Hansen, members of the board. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
I guess, do we need a motion to adjourn? All in favor of that motion, say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
You're making your own motion.
Yeah.